As patriots, it's our duty to rise up in a world full of darkness. Evil comes in many forms, and it lurks around unexpected corners. It's time to stop wondering what will happen if it comes to war. War is already here. It's time to rise. Rise up for truth. Rise up for freedom. Rise up for our rights as American citizens. And now, at the head of the militia, here's your host, Mickey Garris.
Hello, my fellow patriots, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your host, your fearless leader, Mickey Garris, and it's great to be here today with you on Saturday afternoon. Hope you guys are doing well. Hope you guys had an excellent work week. Enjoying your friends, your family this weekend. Hopefully relaxing a little bit. We got Halloween. Hopefully you're taking the kids out and doing some celebrating. Get some candy. Remember, if you go into those liberal neighborhoods when you kids get the candy, you make sure you go through and check that out, because there's a good chance that they smuggled a COVID shot in that candy. So you want to make sure that you're checking that kid's candy. No, that's always good advice anyway. Check that kid's candy, because you know what? We live in crazy times, and who knows what some crazy people are trying to put in our kids' candy. But I remember that's always been the thing when I was a kid. My parents used to check it, and I check it. I hope that's still a thing. So bottom line, hope you guys have a happy Halloween and enjoy your time with your family. If you have kids and you're taking them out trick-or-treating, take my advice. Go to more houses than you want to go to, and take advantage of each and every moment, because they grow up so fast, and very quickly there's a time when they don't want you to take them trick-or-treating anymore. They got other plans in mind with their friends, and you're just not going to be able to enjoy that time with them anymore. So enjoy it while it lasts. Enjoy it while you can. Hopefully you guys have been doing some hunting. I know I finally got out and have been able to get some hunting done this week. I took my son out, and we got rainy and wet, and had a good time out there. On Tuesday evening, actually, we went out, and we set up a blind, and we're sitting in the blind, and we're just waiting in an area that we know they travel through regularly. The weather was pretty good. It was pretty decent for hunting anyway. And I know that they're rutting. I've been checking my trail cameras, and I'm getting a lot of activity on my trail cameras. And there's a handful of really, really nice bucks, 4 points and bigger. So we're sitting there, and my son's there, and we're not in that blind for more than 5 minutes. And I look over at him, and he is sound asleep. His chin is resting over the butt of his gun, and he's just sound asleep. And I thought, what kind of hunting partner is this? I mean, a 14-year-old kid, why are you sleeping in the deer blind? You should be excited to be out there spotting deer and finding deer and getting the opportunity. So anyway, I had to mess with him a little bit and scare him and tickle him and things like that to kind of roust him. But about, I'd say 35 minutes before it was past legal shooting light, we finally did get some action. We had some deer come out. We had a couple does come out. And then there was a really nice 4-point buck that came out. And that guy was, he had one thing on his mind, my friends, and he was on a mission. And let me tell you, I'm talking to my son, and he's, you know, his heart's pounding through his chest, and he's getting excited. And I'm trying to tell him, calm down, you know, take your time. You know, make sure you have the power set right on your scope. Make sure that you're looking, you've identified the right animal, that you know exactly what you're pointing at. And, you know, as they're moving, make sure that, you know, the different animals don't shift. You know, I'm just trying to calmly walk him through it, calm his nerves a little bit, and just make sure that he didn't rush the shot at all. At the same time that that's going on, part of me is wanting to push him out of the way and raise my rifle up, because, you know, I was excited too. And I thought, oh my gosh, he's not going to get the job done. And I felt like I could have got it done 3 or 4 times in that moment. But, It was a fun experience. He was super stoked and excited. And, you know, I kept telling him, take your time, take your time, take your time. And maybe I said, take your time one too many times because he took too much time and the deer bolted off into the timber and out of sight. So it would have been a pretty nice buck for him. Definitely a wall mounter, and it probably would have spoiled him. So maybe it's a good thing that he did not shoot that buck. But we were both kind of bummed that it didn't work out. But you know what? He said, I had it in my sights, but it was moving around so much. You know, I wasn't sure I had a good shot and I didn't want to shoot the doe. And I respect that. I think that's a responsible hunter and an ethical hunter. And I was proud of him for taking his time and just not being so excited and getting that buck fever like so many of us have gotten and squeeze the trigger even when you don't have a good shot. And so I would rather let a buck go than risk, you know, shooting an animal that I didn't intend to shoot or risk having a wounded loss situation and not being able to retrieve that harvest. So we're trying to teach him the right way and he's getting it. And I told him, I said, you know what? There's going to be more. We've got more time and, we're going to find you one. So don't worry. So we did, we went out, last night and we were hunting around and it was, not nearly as much activity. Kind of a slow hunt. Didn't see much of anything other than a few does. And then as we were heading back up to the rig about, no more than 20 feet from the rig, there's a big old buck with a group of five does standing there. You know, again, within 7 yards from us and he's just standing there broadside looking at us and being stupid. And it was already dark. And, you know, my son's like, Dad, I'm like, hey, we can't do nothing about it. Enjoy looking at it. That's all we can do. You know, you got to see something. Anytime you leave the woods and you see an animal like that, it's always a good day, right? So, you know, we talked about that on the way home and why, you know, it's so important to always do the right thing, you know, do the right thing. Even when nobody else is around, you just, you know, you got to bring them up the right way. You got to teach them the proper way to hunt. And that's how we're going to ensure that we keep our hunting rights down the road. So it's been fun though. And I'm confident that, he's going to, get lucky one of these days real soon and his work's going to pay off and he's going to go home feeling really good about himself. But hopefully you guys have stories that you're making like that of your own, enjoying God's country out there and, just, you know, being out there with friends and family, experiencing those moments. And for kids nowadays, there's not enough of those moments, is there? I mean, their life's kind of completely different than ours was growing up. And just society, the society norms are completely different. The things that they're learning about in school and it's really important for us conservatives out there, us people that, you know, have traditional values, traditional American Judeo-Christian values. It's important for us to continue passing on our heritage and educating and teaching these kids and pass on, you know, the things that we've done and the things that we've learned. Because they're not as apt to get it elsewhere. If we're not doing it ourselves, they're not hearing about that stuff in school. In fact, they might be hearing the opposite. They might be hearing that what we do is bad and hunting's bad and we should never kill an animal and, you know, we should never be in the woods. We should never cut down a tree. You know, there's all kinds of crazy, crazy progressive thoughts that are saturated into our school system now. We know that they're indoctrinating our children. We talk about it all the time. The writing is on the wall. This progressive ideology that is doing everything that it can to try to make kids not know who we are, not understand what the United States of America was, why we exist, how we became, and the foundation of what our principles are. And, you know, they're trying to erase that. They want to completely change our culture and they're doing it through the school system and they're doing it very well, unfortunately. That's why, there's been so much talk about this critical race theory that's going on, and it's just this completely new curriculum, and it's massive, and it's absolutely happening in our public school systems. They can deny it all they want, but we know for a fact it's happening, and it's dangerous. It's dangerous theory. It's not factual. A lot of it is just blatant lies. It's twisting history, and it's teaching kids to think differently, to have a different mindset. And it's making kids believe something that just is not true. And it's fundamentally changing. Remember Barack Obama said that he wanted to fundamentally change this country. And he laid the groundwork. And this started happening under his watch. He wasn't quite as blatant under his watch because, again, I think, he likes to work in the shadows a little bit more, likes to be a little bit more devious. Maybe he doesn't want to be outright blamed for some of these things that are happening that are definitely hurting our country, and going to end up, if we keep going down the path that we're going, destroying this republic. Maybe he doesn't want to be the president that takes credit for that, but he does definitely, started us down this pathway. And it would have been faster that way. We would have been in worse shape if we didn't get Donald Trump for 4 years. God bless him. Thank God he was our president for 4 years, and he fought hard to protect this country. He made this country stronger, and he just didn't have enough time to do everything that we hoped he could do. And he had roadblocks every step of the way. It was very hard for him to do anything. It's amazing that he accomplished what he accomplished with all the resistance that he had from everybody, the Republicans and the Democrats alike. One of the things I wish he would have touched on harder and more often was the public school system and what kind of curriculums are being taught. And quite honestly, if he shut down the Department of Education, that would have been awesome. The federal government shouldn't have any business really in the Department of Education. It should all be handled at the state level. Think about the money that would save the taxpayers, and then it would give the parents a little bit more opportunity maybe to have a say in the education, a little bit bigger of a voice to have a say in the education. At least making it so the decision was made regionally by the state, something where that state's voters felt like they could control things a little bit more. Now, here in Oregon, we know that if the state had full control, 100% of the public education, it would be as bad as it is, if not worse, because of the leadership that we have here in Oregon, the mindset that we have. The demographics in this state have changed. We know that. We've seen it happening in the last 30 years. We're at the point where it's incredibly dangerous. We talk about the Fuhrer all the time. We talk about the supermajority Democrat legislation. We talk about everything that they want to do, everything they want to implement, the education curriculums, the health curriculums, the you name it, everything they want to do, and their end game is communism or socialism. But I don't even love using the word socialism so much anymore, because that's not where they want to stop. That's really not what they want to stop. They can paint socialism and make socialism sound pleasant, and they can convince the weak-minded that socialism's not a bad thing and that we can do it better than other countries, and we're going to do it right, and everybody deserves something and everybody needs to chip in, and they paint it up and they make it sound really nice, but that's not the case. We know that's not the case, and that's not their end game. They're full-blown communist, okay? And I don't have a problem saying that. If you look at their policies, If you understand their ideology, look at what their agenda has been the last 20 years. Pay attention to the things they write. Pay attention to the things they say. Pay attention to the bills that they're working on, the laws that they're passing. It's full-blown communism. And that's the direction that they're taking this state. And that's what they want to do with this country. And until we, the people, rise up and make sure that there's checks and balances, until we the people rise up and say enough is enough, we're not putting up with this crap anymore, this is what we're going to get, my friends. This is what we're going to get. Don't turn that dial. Stick with me. We'll be right back here for more Patriot Uprising Radio.
We're back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Mickey Garris.
Hello, my fellow patriots, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your host, your fearless leader, Mickey Garris, and it's good to be here today with you on Saturday afternoon. I hope you guys are doing well. We were just talking a little bit about our kids and how important it is for us traditionalists, us patriots, us Americans that, you know, still believe fundamentally in our traditional American values, our Judeo-Christian values, how important it is for us to be role models and mentors and pass on the things that, we know, our traditions and our beliefs and our values, pass these on to our kids, because the people that they're spending most of their time with are doing the exact opposite. They're trying to change them. They don't want them to grow up loving this country, loving our republic, believing in our Constitution, upholding the Constitution. They want to get rid of it all. They want to do away with this republic, and they've been doing it through the public education system. And it just, it's just crazy. We send our kids to school, and I'm guilty of this. You know, we don't have a lot of options. Not all of us have good options for alternative education, you know, for our kids. So I get your hands are tied, but make sure that if you do send your kid to these public schools, that you're still staying engaged. You can't have a blind eye to what's going on in the schools, and you got to talk to your kids each and every day. You got to have that conversation. What are they teaching? Go through each teacher they have, every single subject they're being taught, and find out what was the lesson plan for today. What are they teaching? What is your teacher saying? What books are they making you read? You know, what's their hypothesis on that subject? You have to do that with your kids, because you're not there during the day when they're getting that lesson, right? And who knows what they're being told. I can tell you they're being told a lot of lies, and they're being told a lot of things that are making them be more divided in this country, making them hate this country and what we stand for. They're brainwashing them. And so when they come home from school, when they get off that bus, you need to sit them down. You need to talk with them about their day, and then you need to instill your values. And if they tell you something that's not quite right, you need to talk about that with them, and you need to explain why it's not right and show them the facts. Teach them to be critical thinkers themselves. Teach them to ask these questions that are so important of their teachers. Put their teachers on the spot. And you know what? This might get some of them in trouble. If my kids question a teacher, if they do it respectfully, if they're appropriate about how they go about doing it, if they're not disrespectful, if they're not just shouting things out, but if they try to respectfully engage in a conversation, if they raise their hand and ask a question and get in a debate with the teacher, if they get in trouble for that, there's something wrong with the school, there's something wrong with the teacher. And I will go to bat for my kids each and every day if they do it respectfully. Now, I know it's easy to get frustrated. And I know so many times we just want to call out these liars and say that's a bunch of BS and let them have it. But we still need to raise our kids to be polite, and they need to understand that there's a system and there's a way to do things. And you know what? Sometimes that doesn't work, and there will be a time that there's a next step. But we should always teach our kids to be respectful, bottom line. You know, but that's why it's so important for us to stay involved in their education and communicate with them and really understand and know what's going on in their classroom. Because if they're respectful and they're still never being heard, if they're being, you know, just if the teacher's just shutting them down, or if the teacher's being disrespectful to them, then we can step in and take action as parents, and we can help our kids through this. But it's okay for kids. It should be okay for kids to be critical thinkers and be able to ask these teachers things that don't make sense to them. And that's why when they come home, we got to teach the kids the facts and explain things to them and give them the encouragement and the knowledge to go and have these tougher conversations. And then we have to have their backs. We have to have their backs. If we don't do this, kids, friends, we aren't going to know what's going on in the school system, and our kids are going to come home and they're never going to know the truth. If they're not hearing the truth from us, trust me, they're not getting it in the public schools. Now, I do want to say I have a lot of friends that are school teachers. I know a lot of school teachers, and some teachers are wonderful. There's a lot of good people. There's still, believe it or not, As silenced as they are, there are still conservatives in the school system, public school system, Christians in the public school system. There are good teachers that feel the way that we feel, that believe fundamentally in the same things that we believe in, and that are doing a good job educating our children. But the sad part is they're being silenced, they're being shut down, they're being overran. And so please don't think when I get on my high horse and talk about the public education system, or I talk about teachers brainwashing our kids and indoctrinating our kids and all the bad things that we talk about, don't think that I'm lumping all of you guys in one group. I know there's good teachers out there. And I know that there's teachers on the front lines that are fighting this battle for us as much as they can. You're in a hard spot, and I appreciate that. And God bless you guys for trying to do the right thing by our kids, by our country. I definitely am not meaning to paint with such a wide brush. But you and I both know the system itself and the direction that it's coming from, the directives that are in our education system from the state of Oregon, from the federal government. We know what it's trying to do. We know the type of education it's trying to give our kids. And we know that there are a lot of these progressive teachers, these crazy teachers that have extremist ideology, liberal left-leaning ideology, that believe in socialism, you know, that think Cuba is this wonderful place. And those are the things that we need to fight against. I'm telling you, people don't realize how big of an issue this is, I don't think. I don't think they realize how much this has already affected our country. Think how many kids graduate each and every year. Think how many kids have graduated the last 20 years. Is their education better or worse? The answer is it's worse. We know it's worse. Here in Oregon, we got the worst education system there is. They continue to dumb it down each and every single year. You don't have to prove proficiency in anything to graduate here in Oregon anymore. They don't even want to make you do tests and prove anything anymore. It's sad. Ask kids civics. Ask kids history. They can't tell you about it. You can ask a senior in high school something about the American Revolution, and their mind is blank. They don't know about it. They don't have the answers. They're not being taught the important things that they need to be taught in these schools. And as parents, we need to start pushing back. We need to start pushing back hard, my friends. Stick with me. Don't turn that dial. We'll be right back here for more on Patriot Uprising Radio.
Back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Nikki Garris.
Hello, my fellow patriots, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your host, your fearless leader, Nikki Garris, and it's good to be here today with you Saturday afternoon. Remember, my friends, you can always, always email me, mickey@kslm.news. That's M-I-C-K-Y at KSLM.news. That's how you get a hold of me. I like your emails. I like to read your emails. It gives me some good ideas on topics. I like to get to know you guys. I consider you all my friends. I hope you're my friends anyway. And you know what? If you're not my friend and you're listening to the show, that's okay too. In fact, I want to hear from you also. In fact, I rather enjoy hearing from my opposition, because it helps prepare me. It helps prepare my show. What am I going to say next? How can I put out some better points to try to, what am I trying to do here? I'm trying to educate people. I'm trying to possibly, you know, move the needle just a little bit, right? I'm trying to change some people's opinions. Now, I don't want everybody to think exactly what I think. You know, I mean, I know I'm right, but, and I hope you guys know I'm right, but I don't need everybody thinking exactly how I think. What I want is a society that we're all free thinkers, we're all critical thinkers, that we have the freedom to ask questions. We have the freedom to you know, speak, the freedom of speech, you know, our First Amendment right that is being attacked day in and day out, okay? I want a country where we've got people that are willing to do the homework for themselves, educate themselves on a subject before they just, you know, follow the crowd, follow the sheep, and fall off that cliff together. And we see that that is the stuff that's been happening in this country. people that are just clueless, that have no knowledge on a subject, are just willy-nilly just listening to whatever or whoever their governor or representative or whatever, you know, person in a position of authority is, whatever they say goes. You know what? They take it, their word, like, you know, it's written in gold and they can do no wrong. I'm talking about Dr. Fauci, who should be in jail, should be in prison. You guys, we all know the things that he has done. We know that he's committed horrible, horrible crimes against humanity. We know that he has definitely funneled illegal funding to the Wuhan lab to do illegal research that was shut down in this country. We know that the NIH has said that he lied under oath multiple times when he was in the hearings a couple weeks ago. And now we know that he's been doing this grotesque, cruel, cruel testing on dogs. And what's he really doing? You know, they're studying different viruses, and it's my sincere belief that it's for creating these biological weapons. Why on earth would they create some of the things that they create, if not to unleash them on people and wreak the havoc that they've been wreaking? I mean, seriously, think about it. The research, the type of research they've been doing, and the viruses that they've manipulated and created, there's no reason for them to get into that. Why on earth would you say, you know, what? Just take any virus. Let's take some virus that we're afraid of that we know about, like, you know, AIDS. Okay, why on earth would a scientist say, I'm going to take the AIDS virus and I'm going to figure out a way to make it airborne? And make it so it's super contagious to humans and it's airborne. I'm going to do that just to see if I can do that. Now, you know that nothing good comes out of that, right? If any scientist did that, you'd say, what the hell are you thinking? There's nothing good that can come out of that. Nothing at all. Why would you take a deadly virus and mutate it to make it even more deadly and more unstoppable? If not... to hurt people intentionally, if not to create some type of a biological weapon that you are going to intentionally release on a certain group of people, a certain class of people, a certain country of people, a certain religion of people. Why would you create something like that if you weren't planning on intentionally using it? See, he's an evil man, my friends. He's sick. He's up to no good. He's been up to no good for the last 40 years. And my friends, half this country still think this guy walks on water. And, you know, I'm hoping the dog thing keeps the traction because, you know, it doesn't matter if you're a Republican or a Democrat, liberal or conservative. A lot of people can still rally behind, we don't like animal cruelty. And a lot of people believe that a dog is your best friend. And, you know, there's no pass. If you're cruel to animals, if you're doing these grotesque studies that are brutalizing these poor, innocent creatures, there's a special place in hell for you. And I'm hoping that Democrats and Republicans alike will at least on this one area band together and hold Dr. Fauci accountable. I'm really hoping that. Now, it's surprising to me that the other half doesn't care to hold Dr. Fauci accountable for his crimes against humanity and for causing severe pain and death in humans, this COVID, for example, over this last year and a half, 2 years. They don't want to hold him accountable for that, but maybe, just maybe, because it's a dog now, because we know that he was also cruel and inhumane to dogs, just maybe he'll get held accountable. And I'm hoping the guy is brought up on charges. I'm hoping that we hold him accountable to the fullest extent of the law, because I know he's broken our laws. In fact, I believe a lot of what he's done is absolutely treasonous. And I think he needs to go down for it. And anybody that aided and abetted, worked with him, needs to go down for it too. And you know what? This administration, this Biden administration, are protecting him. They're in it with him. And they're responsible too. They're absolutely responsible. Now, I don't believe they're going to do anything about this. I don't believe that Biden's DOJ is going to do anything about this. But I'm telling you, we need to stay loud about it. We need to make sure that it stays in the news. We need to make sure that people understand how angry we are about it. And people need to understand that we are tired of this and we are not listening anymore. Now, the last show I did, I told you guys it's time. Enough is enough. And I told you guys there is a moment that we're going to know, you know, when it gets here that we're going to have to rise up. And I told you that, you know, people always get funny when you start talking about violence, but they forget that some violence is absolutely justified. Some violence is righteous. And there's a time and place when we need that violence to happen. And I'm not telling you to go out right now and do anything violent, but I'm telling you to pay attention and understand when you might have to and that you might have to, and prepare yourself for that. Because what's happening in this country, my friends, if we don't pick a time to step up and fight back and push back and stop this tyranny, there is a point. There is a point, my friends, that it's too late. You can wait too long. You can wait too long. You can sit on your hands for too long. You can stick your head in the sand for too long. And then there's a point in time where you say, I should have, I could have, I didn't, and now I can't. You don't want to be the guy that says, I should have, I could have, I didn't, and now I can't. You know, there's plenty of people in Germany and Austria that for a couple of years, they looked around, they watched the events that were unfolding. They saw that what was happening to their fellow countrymen. They saw what was happening to Jewish people. They knew it was wrong. They knew it was wrong, but they were scared. They were threatened and they were scared and they cowered down to the tyranny. And all of a sudden it became too late, and it became too late really fast. That's the thing. How many times do you sit there, my friends, and you say, holy smokes, I can't believe that it's already almost November. Where did this year go? Time flies. And that's what people think. Looking ahead, you think you got all the time in the world. And then you blink and it's gone. That time's gone. It flies. It's just like what I was talking about with kids. When you're raising kids, enjoy your kids. Take time to take them out trick-or-treating and do all the things that they want to do, because in a blink of an eye, it's over with. Time flies. Well, when a country, my friend, starts to fall apart, and when there's indoctrination happening like crazy in the school system, and when kids are being brainwashed and 50% of the country has been brainwashed, they're just sheeples, and things start happening very quickly, and you look ahead and you think, oh, we're a long ways from that, and then boom! Guess what, my friends? We're not so far away. Just like what happened in Germany. They knew what was going on was bad. They knew it was wrong. They knew that some of their countrymen were being persecuted. They knew that people were being labeled, and they knew that people were being segregated and discriminated against. That's how it started, right? It started with just little asks. Little asks. Hey, make sure you put this star on your coat so we can identify you. Hey, if you have a star on your coat, you can't work here anymore. Hey, you know what? If you have a star in your coat, we're going to have to relocate you. You're going to have to go to one of the ghettos. Hey, you know what? If you have a star in your coat, you just get in that line over there. You'll be fine over in that line. We'll take care of you. Now, we can't trust you to take care of yourself. No. No, you can't open up your business. No, your kids can't go to public school. You can't participate in normal society anymore, but we're going to take care of you. Go stand in that line and get on that train. Yeah, that train over there, the boxcar. If you got a star in your coat, go hop on that boxcar. It's going to be okay. Trust us. Trust us. We're going to take you somewhere that we're going to get all this worked out. I see what's going on in this country right now, and it's eerie, isn't it? Don't turn that dial, my friend. Stay with me. We'll be right back here on Patriot Uprising Radio.
We're back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Nikki Garris.
Hello, my fellow patriots, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your host, your fearless leader, Mickey Garris. It's good to be here today with you. Thanks for joining me. And guess what? Email me. My name, Mickey@KSLM.news. That's M-I-C-K-Y. @KSLM.news. Remember, I like to hear from you. I like to get to know you. We were just talking about what's happening in this country, and I drew a little bit of a comparison about how eerie it is and the things that's going on with the vaccination and the vaccination mandates, people losing their jobs. Kids now are being threatened. I'm telling you, this last week they've talked about giving the vaccine to kids. They've approved it. The FDA has approved it. It's coming. A lot of your more progressive school districts, your larger school districts, are already talking about what kind of vaccine mandate they should be doing for the kids ages 5 and up. I'm telling you, my friends, it's coming. And I told you guys months ago, I am so happy that the vaccine exists. I'm happy that, you know, it was created at record speed. I think that shows, what men are capable of, right? But I still am skeptical. I still don't believe, and this is my opinion, that it's necessarily good for you. I don't know exactly what's in it. I don't believe in all the research. I think things happened too fast. What I'm happy about is people had a choice, though. If you wanted the vaccine, if you felt like that was the right thing to do, if you believed in it, you still had a choice. You could get it. But now the vaccine's been out, and they're trying to take my choice away from me. I'm not a believer in the vaccine yet. I don't know if it works or doesn't work. Fact, there's a lot of scientific evidence that is coming out now, more and more by the day for the last several months, that the vaccine, it's probably causing more problems than not. We know that it's made a lot of people unhealthy. We know that you still get COVID if you have the vaccine. We know that if you have the vaccine, you still spread COVID. We know that the vaccine has caused the COVID virus to mutate into harder viruses to kill, more dangerous viruses, more contagious viruses. There's a lot of negatives about that vaccine. We know that the way they handled COVID in general, you know, and you couple it down with not allowing us to have other treatment options, i.e. hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, keeping us locked down so we could not just get out and live and establish that herd immunity that we heard so much the first few weeks of the pandemic. We heard so much about how important that herd immunity is until they realized that there's money to be made. And the pharmaceutical companies, they shut that down. They took away your ivermectin. They took away your hydroxychloroquine. And they locked us down so we could not establish that herd immunity, which most likely prolonged this pandemic, prolonged this virus for months and months and months, if not years. That's the reality of it, okay? So, like I said, there's plenty of reasons to be skeptical about this vaccine. If you got it, more power to you. I pray for you. I hope everything works out well. I hope it does exactly what you thought it was going to do. And I hope I'm wrong about my opinion of it. But that was your choice. Don't make your choice my choice. Don't force things on me. Don't force things on my kids. And don't try to take society away from us. Don't try to keep us from living if we don't come in lockstep and do exactly what you want us to do. Again, if you got the vaccine, more power to you. Why are you afraid of me if I don't have it? If the vaccine's, you know, what it's all cracked up to be, why do you care who doesn't have the vaccine? That's the big question. If I'm going to die from COVID because I didn't get the vaccine, I made that choice. That's on me. That's not your responsibility. That's not your responsibility. Don't feel guilty. If I get sick and die from COVID, don't feel guilty. That's not on you. That's on me. Okay? If the vaccine could have saved me and I didn't do it, that's on me, my friends. Okay? But don't take my choice away from me. Don't take my livelihood away from me. God, my heart breaks for all these first responders that have had to leave their jobs, that have lost their jobs. I'm still praying that there's massive lawsuits that come out about this and that our Supreme Court is going to see that this is unjust and unconstitutional. And I hope the state and the government pay any employer that fired somebody because of their status, whether they were vaccinated or not. If you got fired because of that, I hope you suffer the consequences. I hope you have to pay through the nose. It's absolutely ridiculous. You would terminate somebody. And the first responders that have put their life on the line for us, day in and day out for years, the first responders that were the first ones exposed to the COVID virus, and in the heat of it all, when it was at its worst, they were showing up every day trying to save lives. And now we're told they're not worthy. They can't work there anymore. They can't be a nurse anymore. They can't work in this hospital anymore. Give me a freaking break. And then you turn on the TV and you watch the football games with thousands of people in the stadium. It's absolutely crazy. The story that came out this week, my friends, guess what state is doing the best, looking the best in regards to COVID? Florida. That's right. Not just COVID. They're looking the best in regards to a lot of things. You know why? Because they're conservative, because they're ran by Republicans, because they got a strong Republican governor who is awesome, and he's running that state like a business, and he's doing a fantastic job. But they never did the mandates. They never did the mask thing. They are not doing the vaccine thing. In fact, he's putting laws in place that protect people and make it so there can't be any vaccine mandates. And everybody pointed the finger and said, Florida's in trouble. Florida's going to have the highest rate. Florida's going to kill all these people. COVID's going to wipe Florida out. But guess what? None of that happened. In fact, they have some of the lowest rates. Florida is absolutely fine. They did the least. Out of every state, they did the least in regards to fighting COVID with government intervention, that is, anyway. And you know what? Their numbers are fantastic. And their economy is booming, too. It's amazing how good the economy does when you don't shut down the state, when you don't lock down businesses, when you let people live, when you let people thrive. It's amazing what the economy will do. Not here in Oregon, though. Not here in Oregon. We're still under the mandates. We're still under the thumb of the heavy oppressor, the Fuhrer herself, Fuhrer Brown. We're still following the lead of California and Washington. You know what? The West Coast, you know, those three states, Oregon, California, and Washington, might as well be one. They're one body. They think alike, right? I still think Brown might be the worst. You know, when push comes to shove, I think she might be the worst. She's definitely not as savvy as Newsom, that's for sure. But, man, this state, I tell you what. And mark my words, my friends. You heard it here. I think Tina Kotek's going to be our next governor. Now, I'm not voting for her. I don't expect that you'll vote for her either. But I think she's exactly what the progressives want. And she is so bloody extreme, my friends. So extreme. She's going to make Kate Brown look like a saint. She's going to make Kate Brown look like a conservative. Tina Kotek is so freaking extreme. Mark my words. She's going to be our next governor, and she's not going to hold anything back. We're going to have a supermajority Democrat party still. And we're going to have Kate Brown, and they're going to work hand in hand, and they're going to do anything she wants to do, and she's going to do anything they want to do. And the faster that they can push this state into what reveals communism, the happier they're going to be. And it is coming, my friends. Remember that time you've got to decide for yourself, when do I fight? When do I stand up? Where's the line? Where's that red line that I will not allow them to cross? What is it going to be? Is it going to be the vaccination mandates for children? Is it going to be them saying that your kid has to get poked before they can come back to school? Because that might be my time. I'm not going to let them poke my kid. No, hell no. He's not getting that vaccine. None of my kids are. I'm sorry. And if I find out, I've already told you guys this, if I find out that any of those people come near my children with the needle when they're at school, because they're going to try doing this as well, my friends, there's going to be hell to pay. There is going to be hell to pay. And I'll hold nothing back, my friends. I hope you guys do the same thing. I hope you do the same thing. We are at war, my friends. And our kids' futures are at stake. And the fate of this republic is at stake. And I hope you guys are keeping your powder dry. God bless you guys. Pray for this country. Pray for Donald Trump. We'll see you next week right here on Patriot Uprising Radio.
You've been listening to Patriot Uprising Radio right here on KSLM and KSLM.news.